Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this mother says that her baby's dark skin comes from her family ancestry. Yes, those black Highlanders of Scotland sure were dark. But seriously, only the sim moron that she's with would believe this. You can practically see the soy dripping from his cock beard. Here's a picture of her family reunion, and it looks like she comes from a family full of engineers and doctors. This is why paternity tests should be mandatory. Up next, pretty much even ugly Asian chicks have unrealistic expectations of men these days. Here's the average looks match couple in 2026. Back in the day, the dude would have been an 8, and she would have been a 2 or 3. But in her mind, she's now a 7 and he's a 5. Am I the only one that believes today you have to be an absolute chat to pull a below average ugly girl? And no, this isn't normal. This guy actually paid to take his picture with her. Number three, a Japanese company hires 8 rescue cats to boost office happiness. That's great, but how much did office productivity fall after doing this? Imagine trying to get your work done and a cat jumping on your desk and on your lap, spilling your sake all over your keyboard and screen. You know what would also increase happiness? Raising wages and or reducing office hours for both the humans and the cats. But that makes too much sense, so it won't happen. Moving on, here's John Lennon with May Pang. She was Yoko Ono and John Lennon's personal assistant. When John and Yoko broke up in 1973, he started seeing May here. She looks like she was dug up out of some Viet Cong brothel. He should have stayed with her instead of getting back together with Loco Yoko. He might even be alive right now. Regardless, only John Lennon can have a wife that, when she gets tired of smashing you, sends in her assistant to fill in. Number 5, in 2007, the paparazzi finally got on Daniel Radcliffe's nerves, so much so that he wore the same outfit for 6 months to make their photos unpublishable. Then again, why didn't Larry Potter here just put on the Cloak of Invisibility? But I wouldn't even be surprised if that wasn't a fashion choice, but instead, a spell called Expecto Paparazzi. Also remember, the paparazzi were the reason the Princess Diana died. They're low-life grifters. Up next, looks like the site of the World Cup in Mexico is really the site of a world crypt. 450 bags of human remains were discovered near one of the stadiums constructed for the World Cup. That's not even a proper stadium. It just looks like they quickly piled up a whole bunch of dirt and built some seats on top of it. Looks like the Mexicans haven't finished doing human sacrifices like back in the day. Also remember that in Mexico there have been 200,000 disappearances since 2006. Number 7, here we go. Fat and barren cat moms demanding maternity leave without having any kids. Becky McFatface here might as well be saying that she wants all the perks of eating at a buffet without getting fat. If we don't invent the artificial womb sooner than later, then liberal women here will be the reason for the extinction of the human race. You just know that when fat chicks feel this empowered, we gave women one too many rights. Moving on, whenever things are bad in India, the Indians blame the British. They'll also probably blame the worst wealth inequality in Indian history, where the 1% hold 40% of the wealth, on the Brits too. The reason for this is probably freebies. If the government gives free food to 80% of the population, then there's no motivation for them to go out and find work, so they can survive on their own. Also, the caste system is probably responsible too. Number 9, here's another story about how physicists have discovered retrocausality. How choices made in the present alter the past, and create another universe. I've done this so many times that I don't think I've been in my own base reality or universe since 1995. Once you've changed the past or present, by seeing the future, you'll be presented with the possibility that your own consciousness can jump from one universe to the next based on your choices, like a choose-your-own-adventure novel. Up next, even though Gen X is 45 to 60 years old, we still don't trust authority and have zero tolerance for BS. The only insults I've read about Gen X are that we're a boomer light. You know you're doing well when that's all people can say about you. Most important, we didn't grow up with the internet. And these are the filters we grew up with. We would always do this to the losers they put on the front of our school textbooks. Who remembers doing that? Number 11, this girl took a Danny DeVito cutout to the prom, so Danny DeVito returned the favor by taking a cardboard cutout of her onto set. It's great that the penguin knows how to play along. I think the only two roles I didn't like him in were LA Confidential, where he played a convincing scumbag, and that film where he abandons his daughter. I think it was called Matilda or something. Otherwise, he's awesome. Moving on, remember everyone that your future doctor is using ChatGPT right now to pass their medical school exam, so you better start eating healthy. But then again, why not go on ChatGPT itself and cut the middleman out? That's what I did and was able to get medication in Eastern Europe without a prescription. I think both doctors and AI will be worthless in the future and will have to scour old internet videos before AI put out content to get actual health advice from smart humans. There'll be a divide from YouTube before and after AI videos. Number 13, here's the difference between guys and gals in their 20s. Why is that? Because women are turning their looks into attention on TikTok and they aren't even being paid for it. All they get is views. As for guys, no one cares about them if they don't have the resources to give women the lifestyle that she wants. 20-something-year-old guys are behind screens trying to make money and 20-something-year-old women are in front of cameras trying to get attention. One is trying to attract a high-quality mate and the other is trying to become a high-quality mate. Up next, here's Google co-founder Larry Page. He got the socialist utopia he wanted and what does he do? He leaves the Soviet Union and helps California move into the same direction. And I bet he's now going to go to a place like Tennessee or Texas and probably try and do the same thing once again. People like this can't be helped. Leave it to a tiny hat to ruin a place and then go to another place and do the same. California is about to turn into the next Detroit. Number 15, this woman is losing her mind because her boyfriend of 2 years that she was splitting the rent with actually owned the place. And he wasn't telling her. Ha ha, equality. So one lady, you probably just paid off some of his mortgage and most of that money just went to interest. If I ever dated a woman again and I had a huge house, I wouldn't let her live there. She's going to have to pay for her own place. If she can't afford it, then she needs to work harder as a boss babe. Moving on, people say that this is the difference between chubby white women in fantasy versus reality. What most people don't understand is that that's the same woman 10 to 15 years apart. Juicy big girls are great in their 20s. It's their 30s where they start to melt like cheese in the Arizona sun. Large white women in their 20s often get white dudes, but after they start looking like Jabba the Slut, they have to settle for darker men. Number 17, a man found himself lost in the woods and he chopped down power lines so that workers would come and rescue him. Not a bad idea at all. People say, why doesn't he just follow the power lines to civilization? But that's a bad idea because what if he follows them in the wrong direction, further away from people? Power lines can be 2,500 miles or 4,000 kilometers. Is anyone going to question why he was carrying around a chainsaw with himself? Up next, here's another crazy case in the Canadian healthcare system. One man waited for 11 hours for an ambulance to finally arrive. And no, that's not because ambulances are free in Canada. In many places, you still have to pay for them. But where this happened in Winnipeg, or Winterpeg, because it's so cold and snowy for most of the year, it's a cross between a refugee camp and a native reserve. I guess there were no ambulance drivers willing to make $300 that day. Number 19, I guess this communist didn't think anyone would notice when she said that white people owning houses is racist. And then meanwhile, her mother owned a $1.4 million home. Now she's crying like she's the victim, after she was probably plotting on how she would confiscate the homes of white people in New York City. Here's that look on your face when you threaten to seize all their homes versus the look you have on your face when your family owns one. But her argument will be that she's not white. Yes, she's one of them. Moving on, yes, from my experience and perspective, it's true that most children develop hate for their fathers because they only heard their mother's side of the story. I believe women are evolved for this because they're more vulnerable in old age than men are, and therefore they have to turn the father into the villain so that when the child is grown, he's likely to invest time and resources into them by taking care of their mother when she's elderly instead of their father. I don't blame them for this. It's just their NPC biology and survival strategy. Number 21, Rose says that a man who doesn't provide and protect is gay. Yes, shame men when you don't get your way, honey. Too bad men have hardened to women's shaming language and have gone their own way in increasing numbers. Venom gets back to her and says that if this was true, then a woman with a high body count is a prostitute. But these days, calling a woman a streetwalker is probably empowering to them. A man who provides and protects for a woman with a high body count is the real gay person. Up next, people are saying that something needs to be done about the radicalization of American women. Unfortunately, nothing will happen because the feminization of soy society must continue. The only way to create real change is to make technology that frees men from women once and for all. Sex bots and artificial wombs. Then their male attention and resource extraction will collapse, and they'll have to come back to the bargaining table. But men won't be there anymore. So sad, too bad. Number 23, who believes this torta when she says she was deported to Mexico, but she's never lived there, and she's 31 years old. This reminds me of the campy 1987 film called Born in East L.A., where Cheech Marin is deported to Mexico because he's unable to prove his citizenship. So this woman is the female version of Cheech. I guarantee that she had a Mexican flag hanging on her rearview mirror. She's about to realize that girl bossing doesn't work all that well in cartel land. Moving on, here's the difference between lifting 60 kilograms versus talking to a woman that weighs the same amount. He should quit talking to her because her body language clearly says no. Plus, his arms and shoulders are way too big for the rest of his torso. He's badly proportioned. If you bodybuild to get women, then you're a loser. The only reason I lift now is to keep my muscle health up because it increases longevity. I worked out when younger so that people would stop bullying me, and it worked. Number 25 in the last one, why did 70-year-old Mel Gibson dump his 35-year-old girlfriend just before she turned 35? Maybe she was talking about wedding plans and he was done with that. Maybe he just didn't want to bother with picking up a birthday present for her as well. He could have also gotten rid of her because she looks like she was aging like milk. Or perhaps she got a bad case of baby rabies that women get around that age. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.